You know, obviously a disappointing result against Adelaide, and we thought we had to go have a pretty good crack against Cairns. And obviously pretty losing Casey just before the game is going to give you a little bit of cause for concern. But the guys really responded well, and now we're eager to, you know, obviously reverse that result this Friday night.
It's the positive out of last night that losing him so close to the start could have had a real mental letdown for everyone. But you did play pretty well for most of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. I actually think we had to control the game, and there was just, I think, two little patches there, for two four-minute patches, both second and third quarter, that they really got their flow. And obviously at the end of the game, they broke it open. So, look, it gives opportunities for guys to step up, but it's such a tight season, and as we see, you know, we were last a couple of weeks ago. You win two games, he's second, and now we're sitting at fifth. So we've got a job ahead of us. We've got seven games remaining and four at home, and so obviously dropping that one against Adelaide hurts, and we've really got to protect home court now.
Yeah, with the four home, three away. So.
Yep.
If you can win all of your home games, is that the first focus? You end up in a really good position.
Yeah, no doubt. You really need to protect home court. That's the reason why you want to play playoff games at home and stuff. You just have that sort of advantage. So for us to take care of business would be huge, but I reckon if we can, obviously we want to win all games and win out, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it? But home court's definitely paramount. In order for us to make the playoffs, you can't drop those games.
Is there a reason why it hasn't been as dominant at home this year, do you feel?
Yeah, well, I think we haven't had our full lineup. Adelaide are playing exceptional basketball. You can't take any away from them. They, at the end of the game, they broke the shackles. But look, there's a reason why they're at the top of the ladder and the benchmark. And look, it's for us. Bryce is only four games in. He's still fresh and still going in. And as soon as we go, we've got a full contingent. Casey gets out. So. For us, it's been that sort of year, but I don't know what it is. But, I still feel extremely confident with the group, the vibe amongst the group, and especially the way that guys have responded of these challenges, and it does make me excited to a point.
How is Casey?
Yeah, look, he's an absolute worry. I actually thought he was having a G-up because he told me he was a bit sore at shoot-around, but usually a sore Casey is still a super athletic player. So, yeah, look, he's obviously hurtful because he wanted to provide an impact and obviously we really wanted that win. But we'll do everything in power. And I know Casey, being Casey, he does everything. He's the ultimate professional to try and get himself ready for Friday. But he's a warrior, and he throws his body at will, so he's always going to have a little, sore bodies, but he'll be all right for Friday, I would imagine.
So he's confident?
I would quietly say he's confident. Yeah. It was a late withdrawal. It was just that sort of thing, and you don't want to put a detriment to, further injury to playing that game, especially just so close to playing against Adelaide, so he should be fine.
And Jamil had that knee-on-knee in the last 4 seconds of the game. Looks like he's all right at the moment.
Yeah, look, it was just more, as you said, knee-on-knee, and it's a sort of initial, I think everyone's a bit you're a bit shocked once you get that sort of impact, but he's pulled up quite well, and this sort of that normal general soreness for everyone right now, but it's at the end of the season, all teams like that as well.
Have you guys received any official notification about that review out of bounds?
No, we haven't. To put that in conclusion, we haven't. We don't want to put that in the ref's hands towards the end of the game. And look, the NBL will do their review as they do, and those circumstances will arise. But look, we're not too fussed about that at the moment. So we'll let the NBL deal with it. They've got their protocol. There's a review process at the end of the game. Whether it's adhered to, I'm not sure. But that's nothing for us to comment about.
Your performance last night, you obviously stepped up in the rebounding and scoring as well with Casey out.
Yeah, look, obviously we need guys to step up with Casey. He's our leading scorer and most everyone up there and rebounders. So, look, had a little bit of purple patch in that first half and disappointed I couldn't sustain it in the second half. But, look, in order for us to be successful, we've had some guys that have been consistent all throughout the year. But what we've seen in the championship runs that we've had a few guys that have stepped up at different points of the year. And if we can do that for the entirety of the season, will be definitely dangerous. And we've seen guys, whether that's Jesse or now Gus had an exceptional game last night as well. I think guys can really bring some confidence and know that they can provide an impact whether they're starting or playing off the bench, which will be huge.
And that spread of scorers would make you more unpredictable.
Of course, no doubt about it. As we see, Bryce is already deserving a lot of attention last night, and Casey does as well. And in order for us to, I guess, use their best assets and their skills, we need to punish opposition. Otherwise, you know, they can double team those guys. So, look, for us, we need a whole team to provide an impact, and it was nice to see we're in a loss, but there was a few guys in double figures, and obviously that will provide an impact.